Star Wars, Dark Forces, Rebel Agent. It has been 5 years since the destruction of the first Death Star, and months since the defeat of the Empire at the Battle of Endor. Since the Emperor's fall, the fledgling Alliance has struggled to drive the Empire further and further back from the worlds it conquered. But now, a new threat has emerged. The Dark Jedi, known as Jerek, has uncovered an ancient prophecy and a source of unbelievable power. Somewhere among the stars lies an uncharted planet and a mysterious place called the Valley of the Jedi. Only the murdered rebel leader Morgan Katarn knew its whereabouts, recording the secret on a data disk for his son Kyle. Unfortunately for the young rebel, a scheming droid called AT-88 obtained the disk. The droid was able to decipher some of its information and deliver it to Jerek just before Kyle caught up with him. Tracking the droid to Nar Shaddaa, Kyle recovered the disk, but was wounded in the ensuing battle. Recovering from his wounds, Kyle receives a vision from the murdered Jedi Master, Ron, warning him of the task he must complete.
Oh, Jared. Valley of the Jedi. Jared. Gotta stop, Jared. Gotta find the valley.
All right, he's coming out of it. Alert the commander that Katarn is recovering. I think some people in special ops will want to know.
Von Mothma, I'm sorry for the interruption, but I believe this is... Oh, forgive me, I didn't know you had visitors.
Jan, good to see you. I don't believe you've met. May I introduce Leia Organa Solo?
Hello. Leia Organa? As in Princess Leia Organa Solo?
A title I gave up some time ago. And this is my brother Luke
Skywalker. The Luke Skywalker. Mm-hmm. Hero of the Battle of Yavin and the Battle of Endor.
Yeah, just call me Luke. Good to meet you.
Mon Mothma, forgive me. You obviously have something more important.
No, Jen, stay.
Yes, please. From what Mon Mothma tells me, you and your partner were the ones who stole the Death Star plans in the first place, which makes you as much of a hero as I am, if you insist on that.
This is a real pleasure, Jan. What you did back then, it took a lot of courage and saved a lot of lives. Thank you.
Oh, well, thanks, I mean...
Jan, you have something to report.
Yes, I may have uncovered something important. You know I followed Kyle when he took personal time and went to Nar Shaddaa.
Yes.
He recovered a data disk there. It contained a lot of information, including data about something called the Valley of the Jedi.
What?
You've heard of it.
Yes. Years ago, from a Jedi master named Yoda.
Huh.
And more recently, from others. No one's actually seen it, though, and that makes me wonder.
Well, for what it's worth, Kyle's father thought it was real. He left a message for his son about it.
Left a message? What happened to him?
8 years ago, the Imperials murdered Morgan Katarn and placed his head on a spike.
He was beheaded? That's how he was killed?
I think so. Does it make a difference?
It might. It's my experience that beheadings are as rare as the weapons used to carry them out. As rare as lightsabers.
I knew of Kyle's father. Long ago, we had a common ally, a Jedi named Ron. Morgan Katarn was a good man with a keen mind. And if he thought something was important, we would be wise to pay attention. Can you play this disc for us, Jan?
Yes. It's encoded, but I had some of the techs in the encryption room work on it.
Good.
It's not perfect. You'll get the idea.
This message is intended for my son, Kyle Katarn. Kyle, I have left two very important items for you.
Yes.
The first is a map to the Valley of the Jedi, and is embedded in the stone ceiling above this room. The other is a lightsaber that belonged to a Jedi named Ron. Use it well. Use it for good.
That's all we could get off the disk.
Jan, no offense intended, but why should this message concern the Alliance? Our resources are scarce. I'm not sure we can afford to start a massive search for this Valley of the Jedi, if it even exists.
The Imperials care. I think they lured Kyle to Nar Shaddaa, hoping he could decode it for them. When he took it, they fought to get it back. If the Imperials want something that badly, I'd say it deserves our attention.
Well, if you follow that line of logic, then...
Leia, she may be right. Listen to the legend. Hundreds of years ago, a Jedi named Khan turned to the dark side and formed the Brotherhood of Darkness. The Brotherhood used the dark side of the Force to build an empire and were well on their way toward expanding it when an army was raised to oppose them. The army of opposition consisted of beings from many planets and species, but they were all Jedi.
Right.
The two sides came together on a remote and little-known world. Salvos of pure energy were exchanged. Storms raged across the land, and lightning flashed from the skies. Entire cities were destroyed, and a species was pushed to the edge of extermination. Spirits were separated from their bodies.
Oh.
Finally, after days of mortal combat, the Brotherhood was defeated. Now, knowing that he had lost, but unwilling to accept defeat, Khan lured his opponents into a valley, and it was there that the Brotherhood of Darkness committed suicide, taking the Jedi with them, not to the freedom of death, but into a state of suspended animation, where they remain trapped.
Oh.
Now, their spirits should be released and allowed to merge with the Force. That's
yes.
What Yoda told me. I assume that's what this other Jedi, Ron, had wanted, but it would also be possible to tap the energy in the valley and use it for evil. Now, assuming the stories are true, assuming that such a place exists, it would be well worth fighting for.
Kyle will be up and around soon. He's obsessed with finding the man who murdered his father. And now I'll bet he won't stop until he's translated this disc for himself.
Why not just tell him what's on it? If there is a map to the Valley of the Jedi, we should locate it immediately.
But we don't know where this map is. That part of the message was cut off.
All the more reason to tell Katarn immediately.
He doesn't know I took it.
Oh.
Besides, we couldn't translate everything. I have a feeling there's more here than the disc reveals. Kyle's father encoded it, knowing Kyle would figure out a way to read the disc. I think we have to leave this to him.
I'm not sure that's a very good idea, Jan. Kyle needs time to recuperate.
With all due respect, agents are wounded all the time and thrown into action again the moment they can walk. If this is about Kyle and the fact that he was an Imperial officer, then say so.
He was an Imperial?
8 years ago. And he proved his loyalty on Denuda. You said it yourself. The rebellion would have been finished if Kyle Katarn hadn't stolen those plans.
True, Jan. Kyle did prove he was willing to betray the Empire. But who is to say he might not betray us as well? In all the years since Denuda, he has never officially joined the Alliance.
Kyle's not much of a joiner.
Yet he joined the Imperial Military Academy. He graduated from it. Why is it then that with us he consistently disobeys orders and goes off on personal missions of his own? This incident on Nar Shaddaa is only the most recent example. If this Valley of the Jedi is as important as Luke thinks, how can I be assured of Kyle's loyalty?
If you still don't trust him...
Mon Mothma, much as I hate to switch sides, I have to mention Han. He was a smuggler, and some say worse.
Yeah.
He graduated from the Academy, yet we've all trusted him with our lives. People can change.
Perhaps, Leia. Luke, you've heard all sides of this argument. What are your thoughts? Can you see anything that might help us?
The future is always in motion. It's hard to see. But I think the answer lies in the present, in the message we just heard. The message mentioned that a Jedi had left a lightsaber for Kyle. That gift implies talent. I suspect this Ron would have made Kyle a Jedi if the Empire hadn't come along. I believe we can trust this Kyle. At least we can trust his motives. The real question is, can he trust himself? A self-taught Jedi. A great deal could go wrong.
So are you suggesting we let him continue?
I'm suggesting that there is a force moving Kyle Katarn's life along a certain path. And I don't think that you or I or the whole Alliance could stop Kyle Katarn from confronting his destiny.
Very well. But I cannot afford to take risks. Jan, say nothing of this meeting, and allow Kyle to do as he will. If he's even half the man you say he is, all will be well.
Thank you, Mon Mothma.
But if he turns on us, if he wants to use this valley for his own purposes, then, Jan, I expect you to do your duty to the Alliance.
Meaning?
Meaning I expect you to kill him.
Very well, Mon Mothma. Luke?
Leia? Mon Mothma, do you really think she'll do it?
Janors is one of the most capable and most loyal agents working for the Alliance. She won't let anything get in her way.
Except her heart.
Excuse me?
Couldn't you hear it in her voice? The way she defended Kyle Katarn?
Leia, what do you mean?
I mean that you and I are right, and that this former Imperial proves worthy of our trust. Because if it comes down to a choice between the Alliance and Kyle Katarn, Jan's feelings may pull her away from us. Mm. Wasn't it obvious to you? She loves him.
Then may the Force be with them both, because I'm afraid their destiny will take them to the very edge of darkness.
All right, Bok, that's the last of the pallets.
Good. Standing here counting these grav sleds go by is making my legs ache.
You'd better not let Lord Jarek hear you complaining. He'll make you wish it was just your legs that ache.
Jarek talks like a hot gang lord, but he wouldn't dare harm one of us. Aren't we his prized dark Jedi?
Face it, Bok. For all our power, we're his tools. He'd throw you away like a worn-out hydro spinner.
Then curse him. Even if he did teach me everything I know.
Bok, we're Jedi. We don't believe in curses.
Really? Tell that to the spirits trapped in this Valley of the Jedi, if it exists.
It had better exist. Otherwise, why did we come all the way to Sullen and spend a full day lugging all these ceiling tiles out of Morgan Katarn's old farmhouse?
If you don't like it, you can always complain to Lord Jarek.
Saris, I hate the way you sneak up on people.
If your senses were sharper, you would have noticed. How is the loading proceeding?
That was the last load.
What now?
We proceed to the capital of Sullen, a backwater town called Baron's Head. 8T88 is waiting there to try and make some sense of the map.
8T88. Now there's a piece of work. I'd like to get some lightsaber practice in on him.
Not while he's still working for Lord Jarek. Come on, both of you, let's go. Bok, I said let's go.
Someone is watching.
What?
What do you mean, Bok?
Someone is watching us. I can feel it.
So what? It's been years since Sullen's had enough activity to kick up a dust cloud, and in one day we drop an Imperial transport and an armored battalion on them. The locals are bound to be curious.
The Force is strong in this one, and he wants to destroy us.
Him and a few million more. Come on, if we're late delivering that map, Jarek will rip our hearts out.
What do you see, Kyle?
Hold your vector, Jan. Give me a minute.
I knew I should have brought my own macro binoculars.
Right. I can see most of my father's old farm. Looks pretty much the same from the outside. Farmhouse, fields, the big tap tree in the yard.
Yeah, I can see that from here.
Tap trees grow pretty big. My father used it to draw water up to the surface. Works better than a well. There's a whole irrigation system under the farm. There are also Imperial ships scattered all over the place. There's a shuttle and a half dozen transports. There are also at least two AT-STs out there, and I'd say two squads of stormtroopers.
Well, no one said this would be easy. By the way, what is this anyway? You still haven't told me why we're here.
Funny. I thought you would have asked that before now.
Maybe I'm just getting used to your secrecy.
Maybe. Anyway, I'm here because something my father left me. I think this is the only place I can really understand it. But it looks like the Imperials found out before I did.
Found out about what?
When I know more, so will you. I promise. Looks like they're loading something pretty heavy under those grav sleds. But what? I can't think of anything my father would have left that was that heavy. Wait.
What?
No, nothing. For a minute, one of those Imperials looked right at me, like he could see me.
Impossible. We're half a kilometer away, and we're up to our necks in tall grass. Not to mention bugs. There's no way they could see us.
Still, there's something strange about those three. I think they're dark Jedi.
Dark Jedi? There have been rumors floating around that the Emperor had been training some dark Jedi before he died. But how do you know that these are them?
Just a feeling. Anyway, I don't see the one I'm really looking for. Jarek.
The man who killed your father.
Right. But I get the feeling that if these three are here, Jarek can't be far off. Oh, okay, they're leaving.
Now what?
Now, you get back to the Moldy Crow, keep her ready in case I need to make a quick exit. Just be sure and stay clear of any trouble. This is my fight.
And what exactly are you going to do?
I'm going home. I'm going home.
This is Jan. I'm receiving you, Mon Mothma.
Does he suspect that you know?
I don't think so. He thinks I'm just along for the ride. He thinks I trust him, which makes me feel lousy.
Yeah, well, your feelings are not paramount here, Jan.
Yeah.
All that matters is that we find the Valley of the Jedi before the Imperials, and that Kyle Katarn remains loyal to the Alliance. If he starts to turn at any moment...
I know. Kill him.
I never thought all those boring afternoons as a kid would come in so handy. All the stormtroopers the Dark Jedi left may have covered the roadway and the footpaths, but there's no way they can cover all the ground around the farm. Oh, there's the farmhouse. Now, if the Imperials run their patrols according to standard Academy procedures...
Hey, Mako, you here to relieve me?
You wish. The commander ordered a second patrol, rousted half the squad for duty. Anything to report?
Dead is the Emperor out here. I'm gonna circle the building again.
Affirmative. I'm heading over to the transports. Stay sharp.
Predictable as a slow orbit. Now's the time to make my move! From the outside, I'd say the house has been ransacked more than once. Let's hope that includes the doors. By the Force, look at this place. Looks like the Imperials and then half the thieves on Sullen came through here. All these years, and I never set foot in this house again. Well, what'd you think, Kyle, that it'd be like you left it? Not with the Imperials in charge. Although I guess I can thank them for one thing. They don't seem to want to come into the house. Which means either they've been ordered not to by Jarek, or they know that they've already taken anything that might be of value. Well... I bet there's one thing they've overlooked. Dad's workshop. This was his favorite place, and those wads of Nerf dung practically destroyed it. But some of this damage looks recent. That's odd. A big chunk of the ceiling is missing. Is that what they took out of here? What do you know, Ouija? Just what I'm looking for. Hey, Ouija, can you hear me? Come on, Ouija. You've got to still be functioning. My father didn't build droids that fell apart at the first sign of trouble. Oh, although it looks like you've seen some action. The Imperials must have blasted you the first time they came through here. But the damage isn't too bad. Let's try charging up your reserve power supply. Most of your systems are functioning. Dad really did build droids to last. Still no activity from your main computer. Maybe if I give you more time to power up. In the meantime, old friend, I hope you don't mind if I make use of your data disk readout. That's the real reason I came. If my father encoded a disk for me, he must have known I'd be the only one to guess that you were the machine that could decipher it. There.
This message is intended for my son, Kyle Katarn.
Father!
Kyle, I have left two very important items for you. The first is a map to the Valley of the Jedi, and is embedded in the stone ceiling above this room.
It's here. The image in the hologram is this room. What the? What? Some sort of panel opening up in Ouija's side? That's... Is that what I think it is?
The other is a lightsaber that belonged to a Jedi named Ron. Use it well. Use it for good.
A Jedi lightsaber? For me? Then, my father knew the Force was with me, long before I did. This lightsaber has been waiting all this time for me, because of him. I'll use this for good, Father. I promise. And it looks like I'll have the chance to use it soon. The section of the ceiling that the Imperials took must have had the map Father mentioned. Which means they know where this Valley of the Jedi is located. I better... Ouija, you're back online. Whoa, boy, it's me, Kyle. If you're saying I look older, it's because I am older. But not too old to remember how you fished me out of the river and didn't tell my father. No need to apologize, old fellow. You've been out of circulation for a while, Ouija, and things have changed. I'd like nothing better than to see Father again, but the Imperials murdered him. I'm fighting for the Alliance now. Hold on. The first thing I need to do is to switch your language program over to Basic so I can understand you better.
Will offer you an axe, and knew your father would Imperials attack the farm. On my hour, Lorna, and although I am not designed for combat, I am programmed to protect the farm. I tried to stop them, but I failed.
Oh, don't feel bad, Ouija. The Imperials are tough. They were especially tough back then, although we've softened them up in the last few years.
Years, sir? I seem to have been deactivated for quite some time.
Ouija, what's the deal with the ceiling tile? What made it so valuable that the Imperials would take the time and trouble to tear it out?
5 years ago, just at the beginning of the rebellion, your father led some refugees away from Sullen. He refused to tell anyone where he had gone. When he returned, he refused to discuss this new planet. Later, after Master Ron came to stay, your father worked on the ceiling. It took more than a month, and I thought the work was excellent. However, your father must have disagreed, because he ordered me to cover the ceiling with plaster. He never mentioned it again.
Ron? A man named Ron came to stay?
Yes, sir. Your father thought very highly of him. That was shortly before the Imperials became interested in Sullen, and before the attack that caused my shutdown.
Well, now we have to find a safe way out of here. I need to get to Baron's Head. The Imperials are bound to have a transport waiting, and that's the closest port.
Safe way out, sir? Then may I assume we are in some danger?
You could say that.
When I first felt my systems coming back online, I had hoped I'd been reactivated in happier times.
Are you mobile?
It would seem so. Switching my language program to Basic has drawn some system power away from my servos, but I am attempting to compensate. However, I was not built for stealth. My repulsors serve much better than legs, but they are quite noisy.
We'll have to risk it. I'm not going to leave you here. Not that it will matter much, since I have no idea how to get back out of the house without being spotted. If we try to slip past the stormtroopers, we'll be seen.
Perhaps we could slip under them, sir.
Under the... Well, of course! The Tab Tree! We can use the underground irrigation system to get out.
If it is still functional, sir. It has been years since the tunnels were maintained.
We'll have to see. Where's the nearest service entrance?
10 meters outside the back door.
Ouija, stay low. There's a stormtrooper out there, and there's a Gamorrean with him. Looks like the Imperials are hiring mercenaries as backup.
Hey, Rallo, it's been a while. You ready to lose this week's pay? Yeah, I know the commander ordered the fights to stop, but he's not around, is he?
Okay, Ouija. There are only two of them. Here's the plan. On my signal, pile through the door and make a hard left. Don't turn right, because you'll be in the line of fire. Got it?
Yes, sir.
So who do you want? Your cousin Blotho or Master Sergeant Kai? Hey, the smart money's on Kai.
Okay, Ouija. Go! This is how I treat uninvited guests in my father's house.
The rebel!
Blasted Imperial armor.
It worked, sir!
Sort of. We just made way too much noise. Come on, let's open the maintenance hatch. Oh, it's sealed shut!
Allow me.
Oh, Ouija, I forgot how handy you were to have around. In you go. I haven't been down here since I was a kid. Oh! The tunnel seemed so much bigger back then.
This tunnel leads to the northwest. It passes right under the area marked for vehicle parking.
Good. Perhaps the Imperials won't mind if we borrow some transportation.
Sir.
Then we can get back to Baron's
Head,
and I can stop that servo-driven
sir,
scheme
watch
of...
Sir,
Killer droid, 813. Contact established.
A battle droid. Ouija, move. I need a clear shot.
I'll protect you, sir.
And get close. Don't give it room to use its weapons.
Target marked disengaged. Switching to close combatants. Transmit signal backup. Engage my...
Ouija, great job!
Although I am not programmed for combat, your father did program me to protect you.
Yeah, just remind me never to get on your bad side.
I suspect this battle droid was programmed to deal with biological threats and other war machines. It had never dealt with a heavy-duty farm droid before.
Here's the hatch. This should put us right in the middle of the park. Correction. It put us right underneath the transport.
Is there a problem, sir?
The Imperials have parked a T-4 transport right over the hatch. Do you think you can squeeze through the gap?
I am programmed for several configurations. I believe one of them will do.
Good. Then all we need is a distraction to make sure no Imperials see us. Never mind. I think someone's discovered the dead guards. Come on!
The area is clear, sir. But how do you expect to activate this transport? It is a military vehicle, and the security code is no doubt...
The security code is 0000. Watch.
How did you know?
Another little tidbit I learned from the Academy, Ouija. When these transports come off the assembly line, they all have a 40 code. Company commanders are supposed to input a new code and teach it to their soldiers, but most never bother.
Hey, the transports!
I believe we have been detected. Perhaps we should depart.
And you said you weren't programmed for this kind of thing. Hold on to your circuits!
It seems we are
being... I see them! Come on, you hunk of junk! This transport is empty, which makes it pretty fast. But some of those Imperials are on speeder bikes, and there's no way we're going to outrun them.
Certainly not with the roadblock in front of us.
Roadblock? What? Roadblocks in front and Imperials behind. Looks like this could be your final screw-up, Katarn.
Hey there, farm boy.
Jan?
Don't tell me you were surprised to see me.
Nope. Just wondering what took you so long.
You told me to stay clear, remember?
Since when did you start taking orders from me?
I don't, as you can tell from the fact that the crow is hanging over your mostly empty head. I'm lowering the ramp. Prepare for pickup.
Ouija, set the controls on auto. Jan will pick us up.
Very well, sir. Who is Jan?
Move it, Kyle.
That roadblock is coming up fast.
I can't reach it.
Jump!
It's too high!
Kyle! Kyle, do you copy?
I copy.
Oh, Kyle. You're alive.
Yeah, just a little cooked, but I made it thanks to Ouija here.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
He used his repulsors to launch us up to the ramp. We scrambled into the crow just before the flames got us.
Well, did you find whatever it was you were looking for at your father's place?
Sort of. Now that I know what I'm looking for. Unfortunately, the Imperials and that droid AT-88 got to it first.
What's that hanging from your belt?
This? Nothing. Just something I found when I reactivated Ouija.
Oh, it looks like an old-fashioned lightsaber.
Yeah, I guess.
Ships are dropping out of orbit. TIE fighters!
Looking for us. Stay low. I know a place where we can stow the crow and plan our next move.
What is our next move?
I'm going to break into the city of Baron's Head and find 88.
This new arm of mine still isn't functioning quite right. You there. Get me the tuning stylus.
Yes, sir.
No. I said the tuning stylus, you idiot. There, my little pet. No need to get upset. I'll feed you sooner or later. Sooner, if this fool doesn't bring me the tool I need.
Oh, Master 88, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
How you biologicals continue to thrive is beyond me. Here, give me that. There. That's better. Except, of course, that I know it did happen. And I won't rest until I have the chance to shoot off Kyle Katarn's arm. We'll see if he can go out and attach a new one.
Yes, sir.
Did you send for the fool in charge of this place?
Oh, yes, absolutely, sir.
Here he is now.
Greetings, Your Eminence. Can I be of service?
You can start by telling me the history of this place.
Well, sir, you are in the Governor's House, the largest building in the city of Baron's Head. It was built by Lord Jarak himself during his brief term as regional governor here. That was approximately 5 years ago. Since then, several
No. I don't mean this building. I mean this place. This room to which you have assigned me.
The history of this room, sir?
Exactly. I am a dignitary, visiting Sullen on behalf of Lord Jarak himself. Surely you have put me in a room with some sort of pedigree.
Well, sir,
Let's start with the obvious. I notice it adjoins the ballroom, a rather unusual location for guest quarters. Tell me to what purpose this magnificent enclosure was originally dedicated, and why I was chosen to occupy it.
Sir, I assure you this is the VIP suite, chosen because of your rank and status, and located in close proximity to your work. Also, it was the only room that could accommodate your pet.
This is a Vonsker. Rather vicious creatures, but lovable, don't you think?
Indeed, sir.
Could you come a little closer, please? My amplifiers aren't what they used to be.
Yes, sir.
I don't believe you.
Sir, I assure you...
I think that you, like all biologicals, have an anti-machine bias. I think you stuck me in this miserable coat room because you wanted to put an uppity machine in its place. Isn't that right?
Sir, please. Had I known it would offend...
Look into my face. It's the last thing you'll ever see.
Please. I'm sorry, sir. Tell me how to make amends.
Ah, if only you could. But the malfunction is hidden within your skull. A difficult place to make repairs.
My brain, sir.
Why, yes. Assuming that you have one. You know, the organ that believes it is superior to machines and enjoys making fun of them. Frankly, I don't know what you see in them. A CPU makes so much more sense. Brains are so hard to sort out. Here, let me show you! Well, now that's taken care of. You.
Yes, sir.
Be sure to remind whoever is now in charge that I am 8T88 on a personal mission for Lord Jarek. Now get rid of this body. On second thought, leave it. My pet here is due for lunch.
Move along. Move along. Hey, you. Get those stupid animals out of here.
But I must get my herd of Gra through the gate before it closes. I'm taking them to market in the morning.
I don't care if you're taking them to the theater. We've been on patrol for 12 hours and we want in. Now move it, unless you want that scout walker to turn them into meat patties.
Yes, sir.
All right, move that scout walker through the gate. Copy. Hey, did you see something?
Where?
Nah, nothing. For a minute, I thought I saw someone standing on the scout walker's footpath. But it was nothing. Move along. Move along. Keep moving. Move along.
By the force, that was close. Those stormtroopers almost spotted me.
Kyle, are you in?
Affirmative, Jan.
I don't know how you always do it.
Let's just say this time the Imperials gave me a leg up. But riding on that scoutwalker's foot almost shook the teeth right out of my head.
What next?
I stick to the shadows and make my way up to the governor's house. If 88 is here, that's where I'll find him.
Be careful. That city's crawling with Imperials and mercenaries.
Yeah, but I'm still on home turf. Katarn out. Now for it. First 88 in the map, and then Jarek. Father, at long last you will be avenged. Baron's head sure has changed in 5 years. When I left Sullen, this place was a sleepy farm town. Now it's one giant slum. Just goes to show you what 5 years of Imperial rule can do. What's that? Who's there? You might as well come out of the shadows. I know you're there.
You're quite perceptive.
What do you want?
Are you looking for something, citizen? Maybe I can help.
Thanks, but no thanks. How about you? Would you like some directions, or do you plan to follow me all night?
That's an interesting weapon hanging from your belt. Isn't it a lightsaber?
This? Yes.
Not very smart to be carrying it around in plain sight like that. Not too many lightsabers around these days. Probably worth a lot of credits to someone.
I guess lightsabers are pretty rare. About as rare as that small sphere hovering around your head.
My remote? Just a little protection. A girl has to be careful walking these streets. Baron's Head is a dangerous place. A stranger could find himself dead before daybreak. Now, why don't you just hand over that toy of yours before you get hurt?
I don't think so.
You can't say I didn't try to show you a little hospitality. Now, we do this the hard way.
I'm warning you, don't go for your blaster! Go! Ah! This lightsaber isn't a toy, and I'm no stranger. That remote's definitely a weapon. Some kind of blade sticking out of its tongue. Trying to stick me like a pincushion. Impossible to hit! Ah! Lost the blaster. Oh, this thing's gonna cut me to ribbons!
Kyle.
That voice again. Run!
Remember Nar Shaddaa. Go to the peace within.
The peace with... Just like the bounty hunters. If I concentrate, focus on the Force. It's like the remote is moving in slow motion.
Now, fight like a Jedi. Good. Now close your eyes.
I don't think that's a very good idea.
Your eyes can deceive you. Don't trust them.
Well, I'm not doing very well with my eyes open.
Now concentrate. See where the sphere will go next. You were close. Very close. Try again.
If I don't bleed to death first.
Reach out with your feelings.
It worked. I used the force against the remote. I could see the remote. I could almost feel it. Oh, now, to find 88 and the map to the Valley of the Jedi.
The Valley of the Jedi. I want the map that will guide me there, 88, and I want it now.
My lord, Jarek, it is my deepest honor to present you with the map. It is in my possession even as we speak.
I know. My dark Jedi told me the stone tile containing the map was removed from Morgan Catan's house hours ago. Why have you delayed in transporting it up to my Star Destroyer?
Only, my lord, so that I could make your task easier. The stone map is down here with me in Baron's Head. I have taken the liberty of creating a digital copy, which I am transmitting to you now.
Well done, AT-88. The Valley of the Jedi will soon be mine. Meet the cargo ship Sullen Star at the refueling station outside Baron's Head. Your payment awaits you there. Jarek out.
We are receiving the transmission, my lord.
Excellent, Saris. We have what we came for. Send Yun down to the planet with a detachment of stormtroopers. Tell him to make sure the original map is completely destroyed. Saris, prepare the Vengeance for hyperspace.
Be put off by Lord Jarek's demeanor. After all, he is only a biological. Really, in the scheme of things, not much more intelligent than you. He can hardly be expected to have manners. Oh, what is it, my carnivore?
Maybe your little monster doesn't like intruders.
Catan! You can't be here!
For a machine, you're not very logical. I am here, so it's obviously possible.
Not yet, my pet. You can eat him later.
I see you found a new arm. I should have aimed for your head.
Roll! Hanto! Trox! Where are my bodyguards?
I'm afraid they won't be joining us for the rest of their lives. I want that map.
The map? It's right here. Take it. Put it in your pockets.
Thanks anyway, but the stone version's a little too bulky for me. The digitized version you created will be more convenient.
You'll take neither, rebel scum.
Ah, one of Jarek's little dark Jedis. How nicely timed.
You. I recognize you. You were one of the Imperials at my father's farm.
You were there. Bok sensed someone watching us. I'll have to show him your head once I've removed it from your shoulders.
Don't make me kill you. I'm only here for the map.
Oh, you want the map? Here, I'll cut it to size.
Jedi or not, let's see how you do against a blaster!
I do very well, Rebel. So this is what the light side sends against us. No wonder we succeed. By the way, scum, my name is Yun, and it is the last name you'll ever hear. Whoa, you are quicker than I thought.
Yeah, I'm full of surprises.
Well, well, the novice has a lightsaber of his own. This little chore might prove worthwhile after all.
What's the matter, Yun? Some of that arrogant sparkle left your eye?
I see you have some sword training.
You can thank the Imperial Academy for that.
It will not help you.
Surrender, Yun. This is your last chance.
The Force is with you, Rebel. But I will not.
It's over.
Go ahead, Rebel. Kill me just as I would kill you.
I want to. You've killed people. I can feel death around you. I've killed people too, but never in cold blood.
You're sparing my life?
You're free to go.
I would not do this.
I'm not like you. Get out of here.
Your soft heart will be your downfall, rebel scum.
Well done. Mercy is first and foremost among a Jedi's virtues.
Then I am a Jedi?
Your lessons proceed well. I'm proud of you. And your father is proud.
My father... Stormtroopers!
There's the rebel, Bastion!
Jen, this is Kyle. I think I could use some help.
Ready and waiting, Kyle. Can you get to the room?
The turbo lift's full of stormtroopers. But I think I see some stairs. I seem to have overstayed my welcome.
You have that effect on people.
You don't seem to mind me.
I'm the exception.
Hey, soldier, looking for a ride?
Did you see anyone leave?
Yeah, your friend Ouija here spotted a shuttle that launched just as I came in.
That was 88. That miserable pile of junk has the map. Don't let him escape.
No, sir. Yes, sir.
So, you gonna tell me what this is about yet?
What's about?
All of it. Why you went to Nar Shaddaa in the first place, why you went hunting for that disc, why, after 5 years, you wanted to come back to Sullen to track down some mercenary droid.
Jan?
No pressure, Kyle. Hey, I wouldn't want to strain our friendship by asking you to tell me anything, personal. How about something simple like, why you're suddenly wearing that lightsaber on your belt,
This thing seems to be attracting a lot of attention lately.
You gonna tell me?
Later.
You at least gonna tell me where I should be heading, huh?
I'm not sure. Things have changed so much. Ouija, if someone wanted to get off planet, what's the fastest way?
Without a private ship, one would have to go to the nearest spaceport. That would be Fuel City. It's a tanker station and fuel depot, about 10 kilometers south of the city.
That's it, then. 88 needs a ride off planet, and that's where he'll go. Jan, I'll tell you what's going on soon. That's a promise.
Mm-hmm. And I'll make sure you keep it.
This is Captain Zayak, Fuel City Flight Control, to incoming shuttle. Identify yourself.
Imperial Shuttle Furious to Flight Control. Captain, I am heading for Station 6 to dock with the transport freighter Sullen Star.
Copy that. Hold your present course and speed. Stay clear of the pump towers on your starboard side. One of our fueling stations is acting up, blasted machines.
Yes, indeed. Shuttle out.
Hello? Is anyone here to greet me? You're right, my pet. It is strange that there's no one here to greet me. I'm sure Lord Jarek said his minions would be expecting me. Stay. You may not be the most subtle form of protection, but with my bodyguard slain by that blasted Katarn, you're the best I've got. Hello? No one here. No greeting party. This slip in protocol is inexcusable, even in one as powerful as Jarek.
Jarek did not forget you, droid.
By the Maker! How could anyone sneak up on me like... Oh, it's you, Pick. And your symbiotic companion, Gork. You dark Jedi seem able to sneak up on anyone.
Jarek teach us well.
No doubt. Well, I transmitted the map to your master. I'm here to collect my pay.
Good, because we're here to deliver it.
Look, Flight Control, I said I was sorry.
Sorry doesn't cut it here in Fuel City, pilot. Who are you, anyway?
I told you, I'm piloting the Moldy Crow out of Tatooine. I'm looking for Baron's head and just got lost, that's all.
Lost? My scanners show you came to a complete stop near Station 6. I could have your permits revoked.
Yes, sir, sorry about that. I wasn't expecting to fly into a fuel station, and I thought I'd go to a dead stop before I accidentally blew the place up.
I should ground you for violating Imperial airspace. But you have a nice-sounding voice for an Outer Rim space jockey. I could be persuaded to reduce the penalty to, shall we say, personal conference?
Thanks for the offer, Captain, but I'm late as it is. I just need to get my bearings.
In that case, point your ship away from Fuel City and go full throttle. If you're still on my screen in 30 seconds, my gunners will blow you out of the sky.
Copy that. I'm bugging out.
Forgive me for questioning you, ma'am. But was it wise of us to let Master Kyle leave the ship unattended? He is taking an awful risk.
Get used to it, Ouija. Get used to it.
There she goes. She bailed me out of more tight spots than I can count.
and all I can do is keep secrets from her. This is the end, I swear it. But first things first. Katarn, your luck is holding out. Only 3 ships refueling here. One of them's automated, so that's out. The other looks way too small to be an Imperial job. So that leaves you, the Sullen Star. Somehow I don't think knocking on the front door will get me inside. But if this ship holds true to standard Imperial design specs, there'll be an emergency access hatch located on the top of the hull. Now, if some spit and polish crewman remembered his standard operating procedure while at a refueling station, then... the hatch will be unsealed, and I'm in. Thank the Force for military regulations and brainless non-coms. No crewmen in the corridors. Ship seems empty. But there's no way I could have gotten here before 88. I wish Jan had had a chance to scan the ship before she... Hold on, Katarn. Maybe you've got a scanner of your own. If I can use the Force to sense things like that remote, maybe I can use it to scan the ship. All I have to do is concentrate. There's someone here. Several people. I can't see them clearly, but I think they're down here. Ron would probably tell me to trust the Force and use the lightsaber. But I think I'll trust the Force, and trust my blaster, too. Cargo bay. There's something on the other side of this hatch. Something I can't get a hold of with the Force. Well, Katarn, you never let common sense stop you before. Dark in here. Glow panels are on, but it's like they're covered over with shadows. Sounds like I'm in the right place. All right, 88. I see you in the shadows. Come out, and don't think your pet dragon is going to stop me. Come on, 88. I've been waiting for this moment for days. 88? Don't try playing dead on me, I'll just... You really are dead. And you just lost your head. What's going on here?
Droid got reward.
By the Force! Where did you come from?
Gork has been here, hidden within the shadows, hidden within the dark side.
Another one of Jarek's dark Jedi.
You wanted the droid's destruction. I thought you would like to see his face one more time.
Wait, you've got his head, I need that!
Before we feed it to his pet.
Don't do me any favors.
We are not. It is the last sight you will ever see.
I've been threatened by your kind before.
You defeated our friend Yun in saber combat. We are better than Yun.
But not smarter. Especially not when you walk right into a blaster shot.
Who killed Gork? Die!
Get off me! Some kind of monkey lizard scratched up my face.
I cut out your eyes.
Gotta get the blood out of my eyes before I... Not just the big one's pet. It's another dark Jedi using the Force.
Oh, now I cut out your eyes.
Stronger than he looks. Grabbing him, it's like trying to grab a crystal snake. Another blast of Force energy. I've gotta stay calm. Use the Force. Like a lever to pry him off! Oh, great. 88's pet looking for a free lunch. All right, monster. I've got a snack for you. Right here. Now, if I'm right, 88's memory banks are stored in his cranial unit, which is currently inside that monster's stomach. So... Oh, 3 stomachs. Well, this one looks the biggest. I think I've got his head if I don't get sick first. Got it.
If 88 created a digital version of that map, it'll be stored in his memory banks. All I have to do is get to it.
No. No! You will die!
Not you again!
Die! Die!
I don't think so. Well, 88, you proved useful after all. Good thing these Dark Jedi don't use their heads as well as I use 88s. They're powerful, but they don't always think. They're too full of hate. I have to remember that. Now to... Oh, boy! Here we go again.
This is Kyle to Moldy Crow. Kyle to...
We're right with you, Kyle. Say the word.
I got what I came for, but these stormtroopers seem to want it back.
Tell them you're a guest, and the guest is always right.
Yo! I was too close. I was hoping you could come in low and explain it to them.
On my way.
All right, Nomo. I'm officially off duty. It's your shift.
You sure you don't want to stick around, Captain Zayak? Maybe show me a thing or two?
Look, Nomo, just because you got your commission through your family connections doesn't mean I have to babysit you. Figure it out for yourself.
What the Nova?
There's a firefight going on around Station 6. The Sullen Star is under attack.
What should we do?
Get a hold of the idiot in charge of those troops. Remind him that they named this complex Fuel City for a reason. One shot in the wrong place and you'll be able to pile all of us into one ash can.
Yes, sir. Sir, there's an incoming ship, Vector 8, and approaching fast.
Incoming vessel, alter your course. This airspace is now restricted. Incoming vessel, alter your... Blast, no answer.
Captain, that troop's commander says they have orders to kill the infiltrators no matter what the cost.
His butt'll be the first to fry. But there's no reasoning with stormtroopers. Call operations. Tell them to stop the pumps and bleed the pipes. Order switching to close valves 1 through 46. The less fuel in circulation, the better.
Yes, sir.
I repeat, incoming vessel, veer off. Reverse course.
No can do, Admiral.
Oh, it's you, the little lost Bantha cub.
Seemed like such a nice place, I just couldn't leave.
Nice voice or no nice voice, I'm ordering you to veer off.
No can do, Admiral.
Captain, this ship is still closing. Your orders?
Blow her out of the sky. And do it now.
3, 2, 1, 0. If I read this indicator correctly, there are 4 missiles approaching.
Looks like my charm failed to win them over. Computer says they're heat-seeking missiles. Let's make things hot for them,
We got her! We blew that ship out of the air!
You idiot! That was fuel tank number 16. She blew it up to cause a distraction. Have they bled the pipes yet?
Well, not entirely. Readings show the pipes 70% and falling.
And the valves?
Well, they're working on it. Some kind of relay went down. What's so important about bleeding?
Oh, man!
That's why the pipes are so important, moron! As long as they have fuel in them, and the valves remain open, they're like a bunch of fuses.
The whole place is going up. What are you gonna do?
Me? Nomo? It's your shift. Sort this one out and you'll be a captain by daybreak. Fail, and you'll be working in the mines.
Mines? What mines? Hey, where are you going?
As far away as I can, Nomo. As far away as I can!
Well done, sir.
Hey, Kyle, good to see you.
You know, just once I'd like to board this ship without half the Empire on my tail.
Well, you just find some other way to get into trouble. Who's your friend?
Jan? Meet the droid 8088, or at least his head. The rest of him is back on that freighter. 88, meet Jan. She can be a little too smart for her own good sometimes, but she's got a good heart, and she's not bad-looking either.
Nice of you to notice. Remind me to thank you later. Right now, I think we've got more company on the way. I saw a TIE fighter on my scope.
TIE fighter? Where?
Here!
There's only one.
Shields holding.
Blast them!
Weapon systems down.
Don't. Figures. Head for the Nephra Canyon.
The what? This is your home planet, not mine.
Turn to point 809. You'll see them.
How far?
Only a few minutes as the crow flies.
What are you going to do?
Target practice.
Kyle, you're not going to do what I think you're going to... Kyle!
Kyle, can you hear me?
Barely. The slipstream's pretty bad out here.
Get back inside the ship, now.
The crow can't outrun a TIE fighter, Jen. He's gaining on you. The TIE's so close I can see the pilot through the canopy. You stick to piloting. I'll give him something to think about.
blaster won't make a dent in that thing. It's like shooting a crate dragon with a water gun.
Better than nothing!
We're in the canyon. It's getting cozy in here. Hold on tight.
Jan's right. No way to cut through its hull. But maybe I can cut out his vision.
Concentrate. Feel the force flowing from me, from my hand, to the TIE fighter, right up to the transparent canopy, and...
Gotcha! That shot shattered the glass. He's gonna have a hard time flying the canyon blind.
Whoa! That was the luckiest shot I've ever seen.
Luck had nothing to do with it.
Oh, then I guess it's your great skill.
Not skill either. It was something else. I'll tell you about it sometime.
It's a deal. Where to now?
The last place they'll look. To my father's farm.
Looks like they trashed it all over again.
Oh, Kyle, you used to live here? I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. This was my father's workshop. This was his life. Mm-hmm. And this is where almost all my memories of him are kept. It's hard to see it so destroyed. But I know who did this now, and he'll pay.
What are we looking for?
Connector cables, a portable translator, a standard comm unit. Ouija, can you help?
Over here, sir.
Perfect. Now hook them up to one slime-covered droid's head... and we should be in business.
Now what?
Now we learn something very important. Something my father and at least one Jedi gave their lives to protect. The coordinates to a long-lost world and the Valley of the Jedi.
The connections are ready, sir.
Go.
Kyle, it's a star map.
An electronic version of the one my father designed in this room. It worked! It worked!
Oh. Kyle.
Sorry to hug you like that, Jan. It's just...
Don't be sorry. I'm not.
Jan, I know this probably isn't the time, but it is the place. In my father's house. This is where I left my heart. I'm not sure I could really feel anything until I'd come back here. I'm not sure, until now, I could tell you how I really feel.
Kyle, I feel the same way.
Jan, I... Imperials, they're back!
Kyle, wait!
Ouija, disconnect the head! Jan, come on!
Kyle, see who it is first!
Jan, don't open the window!
It's all right, Kyle!
That's an X-Wing!
Uh-huh, and I think you'll want to meet the pilot.
Hello there!
Who are you?
I think it's time to tell him, Jan.
Kyle, this is Luke Skywalker. I met him aboard Mon Mothma's ship while you were recovering from your wounds.
The Luke Skywalker? What are you doing here?
Kyle, he was sent to check up on us, to see how we were doing.
But how would he have known? How would Mon Mothma have known? Jan, you took the disc, didn't you? You stole it while I was unconscious.
I didn't steal it, I borrowed it.
You've known what I was up to all along. They sent you to spy on me.
Yes, they did, Kyle, and I did it willingly. And I'd do it again. I love you, Kyle Katarn, but I love freedom more. And the Valley of the Jedi is too important, too dangerous for you to handle alone.
And to think I trusted you.
Did you? Is that why you kept everything to yourself? Asked me to risk my life for something I didn't know about? Treated me like a convenience, ignored the chain of command, and acted as if you were smarter than anyone else in the Alliance?
Jan, I'm sorry, but I thought it was my fight.
When are you going to learn, Kyle Katarn, that your fights are my fights too?
I'm learning, Jan. I promise.
I take it you got what you came for.
Yes.
And more. That lightsaber looks good on you. But it comes with a price, you know.
Everything does.
The coordinates?
We have them. But Jarrett got to them first, and he's got a head start.
You plan to go there?
Somebody has to.
Yes. It is written that a night shall come, a battle will be fought, and the prisoners go free.
A night shall come? Then, am I really a Jedi?
Yes. Your training is complete. But I sense that a confrontation lies before you. Someone you must face.
Jarek. Then let's go find this Valley of the Jedi. For better or worse, let's finish this. Jarek may have killed my father, but let's see how he does against a Jedi Knight.
Star Wars, Dark Forces, Rebel Agent, adapted by John Whitman, was based on a story written by William C. Dietz as the second of a three-book story arc that bridges the events in the LucasArts Entertainment Company's popular computer games, Star Wars, Dark Forces, and Jedi Knight. This has been a production of Highbridge Audio in association with Tom Vagley Productions.